weather's conspired against you the last few weeks. It's been quite a rarity to actually be playing on grass, hasn't it?
Yeah, we haven't had a deal of outside practice, but you know, it's the era of extremes, and it's gone from really cold, wet stuff that you know, was very unpleasant just to exist in, really, to cold and dry. So the last week has been great. It's dried the ground out. We've had three brilliant days against Durham University, a couple of days practice. So all in all, we're just about ready to play now, I think.
Do you think it's been enough because you weren't able to play at Loughborough and you tried to arrange a friendly with Worcestershire as well, didn't you, which you couldn't play in the end?
Yeah, you'd have liked a bit more variety in what you do, but you just, you know, you're at a situation where you want to be as competitive as you possibly can, and I think the fellas' minds are right now. As I say, a variety against one or two other types of cricketer would have been good, but we haven't had that, so we've just got to get on against some tough opposition. So Sometimes it's good to go in the deep end.
I mean, last year you went and prepared in Dubai in the warmth and then it rained here forevermore. I think you might be at a slight advantage compared to the ones who've been over to Barbados or wherever.
Yeah, it's not a science. It's not an exact science. Pre-season tours and, as you say, you know, one success abroad isn't necessarily followed by success at home. And as long as the players' minds are right, as long as they've done well technically, they're all fit enough. So you just need a little bit of luck to get in the game and then hopefully take it from there.
Now, ahead of the game against Somerset, which begins on Wednesday, if you think back to the back end of last season, I think you went 7 first-class matches unbeaten at the end of the season.
Yeah, the team's target, once the 2020 was finished, was to be the most successful team in the country, and I think they succeeded that. They played some really good cricket, competitive cricket. They rose from the ashes, really, and it was credit to them that they showed so much character, and it would be wonderful if we could get off to a similar sort of start as we finished, but all the teams have beefed up this year. There are going to be no easy games at all in the first division. Somerset are one of the strongest teams, full of attacking players, and we've got to be really on our mettle to get in the game initially.
How's Paul Collingwood? Is he likely to feature? Because he's been testing his hand, hasn't he, the last few days?
Yeah, he's fine. It was 50-50 in playing this game, but it was precaution, really. And he'll practice on a couple of days now, and then move into the game on Wednesday. He's a terrific cricketer, a terrific character on the pitch. But it's also good psychologically for the fellas to have him around in the 11 that's actually playing.
And in this game, you've had four or five very big knocks from your batsmen in this match with Durham Uni.
Yeah, it's been a very, without being patronising at all to the university, it's been a very, very useful outfit for outrun for both teams, really. The bowlers have been brilliant in their first innings. The seam bowlers were excellent. And the batters have capitalised on some developing friendly conditions. Stokes got 100 in the first innings, was brilliant. Borthwick was excellent, and then conditions eased out a bit, and Smith and Jennings took advantage in the second innings.
And you haven't had any new arrivals during the winter. We always thought it was probably going to be that way, but I mean, on paper, people have still got to remember this is a strong squad. There's a lot of pedigree in this outfit.
Yeah, it's a strong squad. The bowlers look a settled unit. They've got one or two really potent bowlers who would push for other first team places at other clubs. So the bowling unit is pretty strong. Having lost Blackwell, finger spinning, a left arm spinner is always very useful for both roles in a game, either containing or attacking when the wicket turns. So that's going to be a hole to fill, but it's a chance for Borthwick. And then batting wise, a little bit of inexperience at the top, but that's backed by a lot of experience going down the order. So if everyone features and as I say, if we can have a little bit of luck, then there's no reason why we shouldn't compete in every game that we play.